Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands, they sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again. Slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castles in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
And starting off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, we hear from Frank Sinatra in a recording from 1957. Of the classic Autumn in New York, which was written by Vernon Duke, and Frank was joined on this recording by the Billy May Orchestra. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we're going to hear songs about autumn because today is the first day of autumn. And yes, summer is officially over, and we are starting on the beautiful season of autumn. With its gentle breezes, its rather changeable weather, and all those gorgeous leaves, the reds and the golds. So we have lots to look forward to, and this morning we are listening to songs about the season, songs about the month of September, and songs about the weather. And we've got three songs coming up on autumn and the leaves. We're going to hear now from Bobby Hackett from 1956. With a song written by Kim Gannon and Joseph Miro called Autumn Nocturne. And that will feature Bobby Hackett and his wonderful trumpet, accompanied by other friends in the studio. Then we'll go forward to 1964 to the gorgeous tones of Ella Fitzgerald. And she'll join us in a recording of a song from her Johnny Mercer songbook, 1964. And it was also written by Ralph Burns and Woody Herman, and it's called Early Autumn, which I guess is where we are right now. And then we're going to hear from Oscar Peterson, he of the brilliant piano work, and he's going to join us in a solo piece from 1955, also written by Johnny Mercer, though we won't hear the lyrics on this one, and the melody by Joseph Cosma, Autumn Leaves. So three songs about the season, and we'll start with Bobby Hackett, Autumn Nocturne.
Thank you. touches with her hand the summer trees. Perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down, a winding country lane. Down, grown lonely. That spring of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed it you when a fall could come in view so early, early. Darling, if you care, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have share another early thank you.
You've just been listening to the delightful piano of Oscar Peterson on the song Autumn Leaves, written by Joseph Cosma. Before Oscar, we heard from Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, Early Autumn from 1964. And we started out with Bobby Hackett on his trumpet, Autumn Nocturne, 1956. Three songs celebrating autumn. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are welcoming the season of autumn. The fall is with us. September the 22nd this year, and that's today. So we're going to hear some very nice songs about the season, about the weather, about all those gorgeous colours that we see on the leaves. And we've got a couple more songs on leaves just coming up. And one of them, which we'll hear next, is from 1940 and brought to us by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. The song was written by Frankie Carl and Mac David, and it's called Falling Leaves. Well, we're not there yet. We've got to a little while yet to enjoy them still on the branch. And then we're going to go to 1945. To tenor sax player Corky Corcoran and his group. And that group consisted of Emmett Berry on trumpet, Willie Smith on alto sax, Corky on tenor sax, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, Ed Mikulik on bass, Nick Fatool on drums. And the song is called Lullaby of the Leaves. That's a delightful title. And it was written by Bernice Petkir and Joe Young. And then to round out the set, we'll hear a song about September. Well, that's the month we're still in. We've had a little bit of this, but not a lot. September in the Rain. And that will be brought to us by Peggy Lee. She's just getting started on her solo career at this point. And 1945. The song was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the film Melody for Two. And that will be Peggy Lee and September in the Rain. And we'll start with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Falling Leaves from 1940. Thank you.
in September in the rain.
You've just been listening to the lovely voice of Peggy Lee from 1945, who is the Harry Warren Al Dubin song, September in the Rain. Before Peggy, we heard, also from 1945, Corky Corcoran and his friends with the song Lullaby of the Leaves. And we started off with Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Falling Leaves, written by Frankie Carl and Mac David. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the arrival of autumn. Today is the first day of autumn, September the 22nd, and we have recordings of songs about the season, about the weather, about the month of September, and about all those gorgeous leaves we're about to experience. We're going to have another song about September just coming up, and it's a classic, written by Kurt Vile, September Song. This has been recorded by many, many artists, sometimes with the lyrics, which were written by Maxwell Anderson, and sometimes just in instrumental form, as we'll hear today from Sidney Bechet and his amazing soprano sax. And he will bring us that gorgeous song from 1952. Then we'll go back to 1940 to the wonderful band led by Bob Crosby and a singer with the band and Marion Mann. They're all going to join us this morning with a song written by Jack Lawrence and Clara Edwards called With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair. And I think we're going to have a bit of that before too much longer. And we'll close out the set with another recording from 1952, this time with Vic Damone, getting well into his solo career. He's joined on this one by Walter Riddell and his orchestra and the Jack Halloran Singers. The song is The Breeze and I. It was written by Ernesto Casadi Liacona and Al Stillman. And we'll start with September Song from the one and only Sidney Bechet from 1952.
Thank you.
tight as you whispered good night with the wind and the rain in your hair. Now it will be my favorite memory, that vision of you standing there in the mist, how you sighed when we kissed with the wind and the rain in your hair.
Been listening to the gorgeous tones of Vic Damone from 1952, The Breeze and I. And he was joined by the orchestra of Walter Rodel, along with the Jack Halloran Singers. Before Vic, we listened to Bob Crosby and his orchestra with Marion Mann, with The Wind and the Rain in Your Hair, written by Jack Lawrence and Clara Edwards. And we started out with the legendary Sidney Bechet from 1952, September Song, written by Kurt Vile.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we've been celebrating the start of autumn. Today was the first day of the season, and we have a lovely time ahead. Those gentle breezes and occasional showers, and of course all those gorgeous colours from the leaves. Well, our next song is a pretty famous one about one phenomenon that we'll experience, and that is rain. And it's from 1954, and it's a recording made by Gene Kelly of the song Singing in the Rain. And it was featured in the movie of the same name, where it was sung too by Gene Kelly. It was written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown, and it's just a delightful song and a wonderful performance by Gene. And then we're going to go to 1952, to Doris Day. What a gorgeous voice she had. Great clarity and great tone. And she will join us with a song about the breezes, the sweet evening breeze. And we're getting a few of those already. The song was written by Martin Brunis, Paul Francis Webster, and Raymond Egan. Then we'll hear from Margaret Whiting from 1946. She had a gorgeous voice too. Just a lovely, delicate, and warm voice. And she's going to bring us a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer about the rain and the sun. Come Rain or Come Shine is the title of the song. And I think we can look forward to some changeable weather over the next few months. And that will be Margaret Whiting. And we'll start with Gene Kelly from 1954, Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. Singing in the rain.
such a romantic rover, tiptoeing over fields of daisies and clover, busy hobnobbing with bluebird and robin, telling bedtime stories to the morning glories. When you go breezing by, the bluebells start ringing, stars seem to glisten while you're kissing the trees. Lovebirds are mating, sweethearts are dating, sweet evening breeze. Lovebirds are mating, sweethearts are dating, sweet evening breeze. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you all.
Next from Chris Connor, and she has just a delightful voice, and we'll hear her from 1960 with another song about the rain to celebrate the start of autumn. Here's That Rainy Day, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. Here's Chris Connor.
Funny how love becomes a cold those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. This way, where is that worn out wish that I threw aside after it brought my lover near? Funny how love becomes a cold, rainy day.
Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed the music we brought to you. Do please stay with us. Brandy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for us this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And our final song today is, we're going to have another song from Bobby Hackett, another demonstration of his wonderful trumpet. And it will be from 1959. The song is "Tis Autumn," written by Henry Nemo. And we'll hear Bobby on cornet, Pepe Morreale on piano, Bill Cronk on bass, and Buzzy Druten on drums. Here's Bobby Hackett and "Tis Autumn."